Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, let your kingdom come. Sovereign Lord, let your will be done. I trust you more than anyone. Your faithfulness like the rising sun. Spirit, come have your way. Without you, I am incomplete. And I find you. I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart. Seek you with my whole heart. And I find you. Oh, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart.
Seek you with my whole heart. Seek you with my whole heart. I find you. You seek him, you shall find. We just thank God again for being here tonight. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Well, I am not by myself. I have my lovely wife with me, Tanisha.
Yes. I am here, too, in full effect.
Oh, I'm Terrence.
And I am Tanisha. Today is August 4th, 2021. It is 7:08 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining in with us tonight. We are excited to hear what the Lord has to say. There's been a lot of revelation. I know God has really been revelating with me this whole week. Yeah. Terrence and I were on vacation last week, so that's why we weren't there Wednesday or Sunday. But we had an amazing time with our family, and we are back ready to be used by God and hear what he has to say personally to you tonight and collectively for us as the body of Christ. So I would like to talk about, I want to start off talking about faith tonight.
Okay.
Faith, yes. I know Terrence loves faith. He is a man of very strong faith. I honestly can say that of all the people I know personally, Terrence is Terrence is one of the men I know with the strongest faith. That noise you just heard was his straw. But we have faith to believe that straw is going to be silent during this show. Okay, so let's talk about, excuse me, what is faith, right? So we're going to go to Hebrews 11:1. Amplified version is what I'm reading out of. Now, faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, excuse me, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of the reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Now let's read that in the King James Version, which is my sweetheart's version, my favorite version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith. So that lets us know what faith is. So let's get a little deeper into faith, okay? Let's continue in Hebrews 11. Why not, right? Because the description of the chapter says the triumph of faith. So let's go to verse 2, Amplified. For by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. By faith, that is, with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God, we understand that the world's universe ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purposes by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Come on now. Listen to that. Let's repeat that. That's in verse 3. By the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things which are visible. So if what we see was not made out of things that we see, that means that what we see was made, right, or created by out of things which are invisible, right? And something to be invisible means you can't see it. So let's continue. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which it was testified of him that he was righteous, upright, and right standing with God, and God testified by accepting his gifts. And though he died, yet through this act of faith, he still speaks. Verse 5, by faith that pleased God, Enoch was caught up and taken to heaven so that he would not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found because God had taken him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received the testimony, still on record, that he had walked with God and pleased him. Verse 6. Now let's be very careful to hear what the word has to say. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, by faith, with confidence in God and his word, Noah, being warned by God about events not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his family. By this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. Come on, somebody. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, obeyed by going to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went not knowing where he was going. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, by faith he lived as a foreigner in the promised land, as in a strange land, living in tents as nomads with Isaac and Jacob, who were fellow heirs of the same promise. Verse 10, for he was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking forward to the city which has foundations, an eternal heavenly city, whose architect and builder is God. Let's keep going. Verse 11, by faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive a child, even when she was long past the normal age for it, because she considered him who had given her the promise to be reliable and true to his word. Verse 12, so from one man, though he was physically as good as dead, were born as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number and innumerable as the sand on the seashore. Verse 13, all these died in faith, guided and sustained by it, without receiving the tangible fulfillment of God's promises, only having seen, anticipated them, and having welcomed them from a distance, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Verse 14, now those who say such things make it clear that they are looking for a country of their own. 15, and if they have been thinking of that country from which they departed as their true home, they would have had a continuing opportunity to return. 16, but the truth is that they were longing for a better country, that is a heavenly one. For that reason, God is not ashamed of them or to be called their God, even to be surnamed their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for he has prepared a city for them. 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, that is, as the testing of his faith was still in progress, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises of God was ready to sacrifice his only son of promise. 18, to whom it was said, through Isaac your descendants shall be called. Come on, are y'all getting this? Listen to what the word is saying. Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac. Why was he willing to sacrifice Isaac? Because God had already told him, through Isaac your descendants shall be called. He had faith in what God has spoken to him. Come on now. He's teaching us. How do we gain faith? How do we grow our faith? Listen. 19, for he considered it reasonable to believe that God was able to raise Isaac even from among the dead, indeed, in the sense that he was prepared to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to God. Abraham did receive him back from the dead, figuratively speaking. 20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, believing what God revealed to him, even regarding things to come. 21, by faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and bowed in worship, leaning on the top of his staff. 22, by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, referred to the promise of God for the exodus of the sons of Israel from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones in the land of the promise. 23, by faith, Moses, after his birth, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful and divinely favored child, and they were not afraid of the king's, Pharaoh's, decree. 24, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25, because he preferred to endure the hardship of the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. 26, he considered the reproach of the Christ, that is, the rebuke he would suffer for his faithful obedience to God, to be greater wealth than all the treasures of Egypt, for he looked ahead to the reward promised by God. Listen to 27. By faith, he left Egypt, being unafraid of the wrath of the king, for he endured steadfastly as seeing him who is unseen. We're going to keep going. 28. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch them, the firstborn of Israel. 29, by faith, the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted, they were drowned. faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they have been encircled for 7 days by Joshua and the sons of Israel. 31, by faith, Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed along with those who were disobedient because she had welcomed the spies sent by the sons of Israel in peace. 32, and what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets. 33, who by faith, that is, with an enduring trust in God and his promises, subdued kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promised blessings, closed the mouths of lions. 34, extinguished the power of raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of the weakness, were made strong, became mighty and unbeatable in battle, putting enemy forces to flight. 35, women received back their deed, their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured to death, refusing to accept release offered on the condition of denying their faith so that they would be resurrected to a better life. 36, and others experienced the trial of mocking and scourging amid torture, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were lured with tempting offers to renounce their faith. They were put to death by the sword. They went about wrapped in the skins of sheep and goats, utterly destitute, oppressed, cruelly treated, people of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and living in caves and holes in the ground. And all of these, though they gained divine approval through their faith, did not receive the fulfillment of what was promised, because God had us in mind and had something better for us, so that they, these men and women of authentic faith, would not be made perfect, that is completed in him apart from us. Brothers and sisters, family and friends, believers, true believers, it is time for us to rise in faith. Look at all that faith has been able to accomplish in the lives of our Bible heroes, our examples, our brethren. So they're still our brethren, right? They may not be walking this earth, but they're still alive. Look at what they have been able to obtain by faith. Faith is like the currency of heaven. We have a currency in this earth, right? Called money. Think of what people do for money. Oh, it's not what they will do, it's what they won't do. Right? Hey, whew, they'll do anything for money. What are we willing to do for faith? Can you imagine if people had the same mentality? You have to let your drink melt a little bit. If people took on the same mentality of doing anything for money, evil, right? They'll do anything evil for money.
Yeah.
But if we took on the same mentality, but not in the evil sense, but in the righteous sense, and said, I'm willing to do anything for more faith. Can you imagine what we could do? Look at what they did with their faith. Look at what Abraham did. He's called the father of our faith. His faith was so great, he got a whole one of God's title, the God of, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mm-hmm. That's how great his faith was. We still say that. For his name was added to a title of God, the great I Am. Look at what Moses was able to do with his faith. He was raised in the kingdom of Pharaoh. So he knew Pharaoh's capability. Pharaoh wasn't some two-man band where it was just him and one guy with a broken chariot that break down all the time. This man was powerful. Understand that. Put yourself back in that time so that you could understand what Moses was willing to defy and what Moses was willing to face in the name of God based on his faith. When Pharaoh sent his army after Moses and the children of Israel, he didn't send two people on a donkey. They came on chariots. This was sophisticated for that time. Can you imagine what kind of weaponry they had too? During this time, Egypt was like the cream de la cream of the old world. He wasn't going against, you know, some weak, passive aggressive man. He went against a powerful man. How was he able to stand up to him? By faith. There's so many situations that we have in our word that we can relate to. Maybe somebody said, you're too old or it's too late for you. By faith, Sarah conceived a child.
Mm-hmm.
She was past childbearing age. She laughed when she first even heard that she was going to have a baby. She found it comical.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. That's like if somebody just come walking up to you and said, tomorrow you're going to have $50 million in your account. You probably would laugh. Because you don't see it how. You don't see it. Which faith, the word of God says, it's what you don't see. You see in later what came from what you couldn't see in the beginning. Most of us would laugh. I wouldn't. I would receive that in the name of Jesus. But most people would laugh like she did because it was so absurd to her. It was comical. But she still, once she got checked, she got herself together and she had faith to believe. And guess what? She did what normally wasn't done. Maybe it's not a baby for you. Maybe it's you going back to school. Maybe they said you're too old to go back to school. Maybe it's some promotion at your job and they're saying you don't meet the qualification. You're too new at the job. That's for senior people. We can relate even if it's not the exact same situation, but we can relate to the underlying cause of what can kill our faith, mm-hmm. right? Maybe you're like Abraham. Here, God promised him a son. Only son. Come on now. And God said, now sacrifice.
Right, right.
But told him that his generations were going to come from him. Make it make sense. You told me that this is what's going to produce my offspring and make, you know, but yet you're telling me to get rid of him. By faith, he was able to be like, well, okay, God said, because he wasn't looking at what God was telling him to do right now. He had faith in the promise.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was conflicting. But did he focus on that? No, he didn't. He did what God told him to do. And guess what? What he had faith in came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I'm sure God ain't telling you to go up to the mountain to kill your kids. Okay? But maybe it feels like he's telling you to kill a dream that you had. God said you're going to do something and you're going to be great in it, you're going to be known, and now he's telling you pull the plug on it. But you're so focused on what you think instead of focusing on having faith on the promise that you're not being obedient now because you're too busy trying to force the end result.
Yeah.
Instead of being obedient and trusting that the end result is going to be the end result. Come on, I'm preaching. By faith, God told Noah, look at here. I need you to build an ark. I need you to save your family. I need you to get the animals by twos. Gave them a detailed instruction. I love detailed instructions. Anybody who has worked with me or works with me would know that. I'm detailed when it comes to instructions, and I like to make the instructions very easy to understand. I don't like complicated instructions. I like to break it down into dust, mix it with milk, and spoon feed it to you so it's so easy for you to digest. I love easy instructions. God gave him detailed, easy instructions. Wasn't a raindrop in sight. It wasn't like he said, here, look at here, build this ark, and in 2 days, I'm going to make it flood. No. If you really study Noah's ark and study what historians and theologians believe the time frame was, it was not something that was like rapidly made. Okay, it took him a long time to build that ark. There wasn't no signs of flooding to the point where the man was getting ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting laughed at. He was probably known as the town quack. Because I'm pretty sure he was at it every day until that thing was complete. Oh, there he go. There go Crazo building that ark. Ain't no thunder clouds, nothing. People done got married, had kids. People got grandkids now. He's still plugging away at that ark on something that ain't never going to happen. I'm sure God's not telling you to build an ark because it's going to flood and to save your family and animals, okay? Because he said he wasn't going to flood the earth no more, so God didn't tell you that. But maybe he's telling you something to do something, and you see there's no evidence. He's telling you to prepare, right, for something. He's telling you to prepare for something that causes you to do something, right? Because one thing God says prepare, you know, there's going to be a storm tomorrow, so just stay in your house. But he's actually telling you to put your hand to the plow and actually do work, do something, produce something as preparation for something else. But you don't see the something else. You don't see no signs of it, right? And maybe people are saying, maybe you're getting laughed at. Maybe you're the family nutbag. Because they're saying, what is you doing? You preparing for what? I told y'all the story about when the pandemic first hit. I read a story about somebody who felt like the Lord was telling them to get a business and hand sanitizer. For what? To hand sanitizer, but they were obedient. And then the pandemic hit, and they made millions because everybody was running out of hand sanitizer. And here they were, God telling them to put their life savings, basically, into a business to buy hand sanitizer. Who could have predicted this pandemic? There has not been a pandemic in our lifetime. We've read about pandemics in our history books, right? But we have not experienced one. So there was no way that this could have been predicted, unless there's some inside knowledge. That's a whole nother topic. But for the average person, nobody would have predicted this. It kind of just sprang on us. You know, we were living our best lives, and then come March of, you know, 2020, all of a sudden everything, or 20, was it 2019? It was 20, right? Yeah. Then March of 2020, everything just, our normal as we knew it became abnormal. And we are now living a new normal, and it just gets more bizarre as the days go on. Mm-hmm. So nobody would have known when this person obtained this business that wasn't making no money, mind you. So they took all their money, put it in this, and I'm pretty sure people were calling them, you know, a complete quack. Like, so God told you to take your life savings and buy a sanitizer business that's not making any money whatsoever, so now you're basically broke. And then just like that, boom, everybody wants hand sanitizer. Maybe you're in that position where God is telling you to do something in preparation to get you, to elevate you, and you don't see what is he preparing me for, but so you're not being obedient and you're getting laughed at. Can you imagine the sanitizer person? Their family probably was like, like, you might as well have taken your money and burned it or went on a shopping spree or something instead of having a failing business. Maybe that's you. Have faith. Noah endured. Have faith. We have so many examples in the Word of God. Faith will get you there. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care if you're uneducated. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you have no connection. Faith will take you way further than any of those things will.
Mm-hmm.
They could be the most connected plug person on the planet. Terrence was telling me about in the Olympics. Was it a swimmer or a runner? Somebody who just kind of came out of nowhere and won?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you come from?
Yep.
Didn't have no name or nothing. Just came out of the shadows and won. That's what faith will do for you. They don't have to know who you are. They ain't got to know your name. I'm not going to apply for that because it's about who you know. It's all about who you know, connections. Okay, that might be very well true in the world, but you're not of this world. You're in it, but you're not governed by it. Have faith to believe that you're governed by the kingdom of God and that the kingdom of God supersedes the way the world normally does things. That's cool to acknowledge how the world does things. Yeah, maybe typically it's all about who you know for that job. That ain't your story. So what you jumping in that book for? That don't got nothing to do with you. Mind your faith. Because that, the way they do things, that's cool for knowledge sake, but that's not how you operate. Don't fill your tank with that. Even cars got to have the right gas to go, right? You got a car that needs some premium and you're trying to have a cheap moment and you put some of that cheap stuff in it, your car ain't going to operate the same. You got to put in it what it needs to operate. You need faith. Mind your faith.
Mind your faith.
That ain't none of your business. And don't let it fuel you. Don't let it power you. Just acknowledge it. Yeah, that's how y'all roll. That ain't how I roll. That's how you guys get things done. I'm under a covenant, so I don't know what to tell you. Good luck with that. You're going to need luck because I have blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your faith and be mindful of your faith. We need it. It's like currency. Be willing to do what it takes to get it. And people say, well, I just don't have enough. So if you just had $25, that's it? I just don't have enough? You ain't going to try to get no job or you're just not going to do nothing, huh? You're going to just, that's just what I got and that's just what I will. I'm going to try to make it off $25 for the rest of my life. No. You're going to do what it takes to get what you want. Be that same way with your faith. I just got a little tiny faith, so I can't believe for $1 million faith, but I only got 25-cent faith. That's cool. That's okay if you got 25-cent faith. Do what it takes to get $1 million faith. Just like you would do what it takes if you had $25, you would make sure you get you a job or some means of income because there's so many ways to earn money nowadays that don't even require a job.
Mm-hmm.
You could collect cans. You could be a content creator. There's all sorts of things. You could write an ebook. I mean, it's different now when we was coming up. But you ain't going to sit there on your hands and say, well, that's all I got. That's all. That's too bad. I'm just going to make it stretch for the next 40 years. You're not going to do that. So why are you trying to make some little 25-cent faith stretch for the next 40 years? Get more. And be willing to do what it takes righteously to obtain it. Study it. Ask the Father for it. Do what it takes. We need faith in these times. We need faith in God because the world is going to show us some things. Ooh, we're going to see a whole show. Get your popcorn. Are you going to believe what you see? Are you going to believe that what's going to happen, you can't see yet? I want to read that before we start praying over y'all. Let's read that again about what is faith? Let's go back to Hebrews 11. What is faith? Now, faith is the assurance, title, deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. Ooh, I like that. And the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Listen to the assurance when it breaks down the Amplified. I love the Amplified. It's my favorite for a reason because it makes it where you can gain more understanding. I love to have understanding. Now, faith is the assurance. What is assurance? Title, deed, confirmation. Do you know what a deed is or a title? Right? That's something that you own. Right, you have a car title when you own the car. Because if you are financing your car, right, you're still making payments on it. They don't even give you the title until it's paid off. That's when you really own it, right? Same with a deed, right? When you own a home, a deed is attached. You don't get the deed until it's paid off. Faith is the assurance. You own it. Come on now. It's the title deed and confirmation. Confirmation means, let's look up confirmation real quick. I'm sorry, but God is doing something, and we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're going to get this tonight.
Amen.
We're going to get this. Confirmation definition. Let's go here to my favorite, Merriam-Webster. There's so many meanings of it. Proof, evidence, testament, witness, voucher, corroboration. Listen to this one. The ratification of an executive act by a legislative body. So it's kind of like legal. Confirming proof. The process of supporting a statement by evidence. Confirming. Confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So we own it. Title deed and confirmation means it has evidence, supporting evidence. Faith is all those things, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of the reality, right? So you know it's real. The conviction of it. Think about when you're convicted. We always use the word convicted to mean when kind of God, it feels like when God kind of slaps your hand, right? The Holy Spirit, to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Like, don't do that. Because when you're convicted, it makes it real that what you did was not the right thing. Because sometimes you don't really know, or it's in the back of your head, but the Holy Spirit gonna convict you to say, no, don't do that. Right? So the conviction of their reality to where you know for a fact it's real. Just like when you're convicted, you know whatever you're convicted on is real, right? Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced physical senses.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be by the spiritual ones, right? What's physical senses? We learn that in school, right? It's a touch, right? Sight, sound, taste, and it's another one. Hold on, I'm about to look that up. I haven't been in elementary school in a very long time. Five senses, right? Senses. What are the five human senses? Okay, there we go. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. There we go. I knew it was five at least. So it ain't those. Because it says how the, listen to this. Listen to the definition of the five human senses. How the human body receives sensory information. The body, your earth suit, how that receives it.
Mm.
It says faith comprehends as fact. See, when you sense something, you can know the reality of it, right? Because you could see it, sight, okay? Sound, you could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Smell, you could smell it. Taste, you could taste it. And touch, you could feel it. But these are all things that relate to the body, but it's sensory. It's giving you information about the reality of something, right? There's a saying that I love. Am I going to believe you or my lying eyes? Now, it's not literal, right? Somebody says, am I going to believe you or my lying eyes? They're being sarcastic because they're telling you I already saw it. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're talking about, don't supersede what I've already seen, because your senses help you to gather information and make things real. Because you saw it, or you heard the song, you heard what your mom said. You smell something. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody say, oh, this smells like pickles and it smells like roses, because you've already used that information. Your body has received that sensory information and identified the smell, right? And tasting it. Somebody can't tell you something is bitter and really is overly sweet, because there's information that your brain receives from your sensory of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. And then again, somebody can't tell you something prickly when it's soft, because you've already received sensory information about that. That's because that's the way our bodies were designed. It can gather information this way. But what the word is saying is that it cannot be experienced by the physical senses. It's not about what your body is perceiving. This is something that you receive in the spirit. Faith. So everybody, well, I have faith. Seeing is believing. That's sensory. That's human. Well, if I can smell, no. If I could just touch, no. It's a spiritual thing. Where when you hear God, it's not, you're not hearing him with your physical ear. You're hearing him, and it's hard to even explain. Because it's almost like the data is downloaded in you, and you know what he's saying. Because it's not coming by means of your physical ears. So this is what faith is. So be willing to do what it takes. The same way you're chasing after that degree, same way you're chasing that man or that woman, same way you're chasing that money, chasing that weight loss, right? So you can get your body all nice and your physique good so you can be looking cute on the beach. The same way you chasing that case, same way you chasing that promotion, the same way you chasing after trying to be the best at whatever you are trying to do, do the same thing for your faith. Have that same energy and mentality. Be willing to do what it takes, because you're going to get way more with faith. It's going to look at our Bible heroes. Look at our brethren. What faith was able to accomplish. Sometimes we're looking for the wrong thing. I just need more money. No, you need more faith. If only I had favor. If only I can get in that club. No, you need faith. If I look better, then I'll be more attractive. No, you need faith. If I just do this crash diet or take these pills or stop eating these carbs or stop, you need faith. It's going to get you much further. And you're going to be so pleasing to God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. That means it cannot be done. So let's tonight, I'm going to do a collective prayer, and then we're going to start praying over people. Let's do a collective prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for another day, another moment, another opportunity, Father God. We just lift you on high. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We just thank you for being an amazing God. Thank you, Father God, for this network. Thank you for every listener, every caller, whether they are dialed in or listening by computer, or every future listener or caller. Thank you for their life, Father God, because you are the provider of life. You gave them life with an intended purpose, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we just ask that you would help us to obtain more faith and help us to be accepting of the level of faith that we're on. We need to be walking in truth. Truth is what makes us free. It's okay if we got 25-cent faith. Help us to build it up to where we can have million-dollar faith. But help us to not walk in lies and say, oh, yeah, I'm believing for that, and we can't even believe for our car keys. Help us to be okay with the fact that we're learning and we're growing. It's okay to be in an infancy stage as long as we don't stay there. It's okay to be in a middle-aged stage. It's okay to be in an advanced stage, whatever it is. Help us to be okay with where we're at, but always seeking to go to the next level with you. So, Lord, help us to have a hunger and thirst for faith, to have a hunger and thirst for righteousness, Father God. Help us to be, to hear what it is that you're saying and to by faith believe it, because a lot of images are going to be placed before us as we are doing your work in this world. A lot of information we're going to hear. We're going to see things. We'll smell it. We'll be able to even touch it. But help us to have faith for whatever it is that you're telling that may be conflicting with the things that we're able to see or hear or smell or taste or touch. Let us taste and see that you're good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us desire to touch the hem of your garment. Let us desire to be a sweet smell to your nostrils. Let us desire to hear what it is that the Spirit says. And let us be able to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we just love and honor you and have Terrence and I decrease. As you increase, Father God, speak to your people that are pulling from you. Seeking answers, seeking guidance, seeking direction. give your people what they need. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's start answering some callers. First caller is 903-720. Who are we speaking with?
Sylvia from Texas.
Hold on. Let me turn up my mic because I cannot, or my speaker, I can't hear you. Sorry. Hold on. Okay,
sorry.
Repeat that. No, it's my computer.
Sylvia in Texas.
Hey, Sylvia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Let's pray for you and hear what the Lord has to say. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We just thank you right now for Sylvia, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the favor. We thank you, Father God, for God is teaching you what does it mean to be favored. You know, sometimes favored, it has a different look than what we think it would be. I was reading the story about Richie Valens and Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, who were famous singers in the 50s. And they were on tour, and their tour bus kept breaking down. And apparently they had a lot of dirty clothes, and I think Buddy Holly was not feeling too well. He was sick, and his wife was pregnant at the time, and there was just a lot of stuff going on. And so they decided they were going to charter a plane to get to their next destination. And so one of the fellas, I don't remember which one it was, one of the three, and somebody else that was also on the tour, they decided to do a coin toss to decide who was going to be on that plane. And so Buddy Holly ended up on the plane, Richie Valens, and Big Bopper. Now, it might have looked like the person who lost the coin toss did not have favor, right? Because now he's stuck on this bus that keeps breaking down. It's cold, you know, people are sick, their clothes are dirty, there's all these things going on. It wasn't like plushed out Greyhounds now where they're, you know, it was different back then. So it might have looked like he didn't have favor, but as the story goes, a little bit after their plane took off, it immediately crashed and everybody aboard died. Sometimes favor don't look like favor at the time. And God is going to teach you and show you that you really have favor. But sometimes it looks like you lost. The person who flipped a coin and didn't get the seat on the plane, did he really lose? No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't lose because he basically escaped death. But he said that at the time, he was feeling some sort of way. Like, man, you know, I'm stuck on this bus. It's cold. Keeps breaking down and stuff, you know. Like, that didn't look like favor, but it was. And so they, you know, in that situation, they knew right away that, man, you know, can you imagine the next day waking up and hearing the paper or hearing on the radio that the very plane that you were fighting to be on crashed and everybody aboard died? Can you imagine how he felt? And they said it haunted him for the rest of his days, or it just really haunted him. But knowing that he was that close to being the name announced on the radio and his life not, you know, existing on this side of eternity any longer. But in your case, there's some situations where it looks like you have lost, but you have not lost. You're going to see. God is going to show you some things where it's going to look like, you know, like you didn't do too good in the situation. Somebody else beat you, and it might even look like somebody cheated you out of something, but God is going to show you that you have favor, and that favor don't always look the same, and it's not sometimes an overnight thing where you realize the next day that, man, if I would have did that, the whole plane would have crashed. Sometimes it takes a little while before you realize that whatever was done to you or whatever you, quote, missed out on was the best thing to happen to you, and that the other person, you know, didn't fare so well on this side. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for Sylvia. We thank you for the favor, Father God. We thank you for the faith that she – give her the faith to believe that even when it looks like she's not advancing, or even when it looks like she's not winning, that she is winning. Give her the faith to believe she's a winner in all circumstances. Give her the faith to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, even when it looks like it's prospering. It's not. It is not prospering. It won't prosper because it can't prosper because your word said it's not going to prosper. So even when it looks like it, with her, when she could see it, with her human sensory information, give her the faith to know that I don't care what it looks like. If God said that that weapon can't prosper, then it can't. I don't care what I see. Give her that boldness, Father God, and put her, Father God, yes, prepare a place, a table, Father God, before her enemies. Prepare a table, Lord, for her. Even those who come against her and have made themselves her enemy will see that she is favored by you. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I have faith. Have more than the mustard seed faith. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
You got anything, Terrence?
Oh, that was rich.
That was. And you know, when I was studying about Richie Valens, I was like, why am I reading this? I mean, I'll go down the rabbit hole when it comes to information. I'll start reading one thing and then I'll see a name and then I'll start studying that thing. I mean, I've always known that story because, I'm a fan of music. I love music, so I like to study the lives of people. I always have since I was a child. I like to read autobiographies and biographies and all that kind of stuff. But the other day when I was reading all that, I'm like, why am I rereading this? Like, why am I reading about Richie Valens and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly? Instead of reading about how Buddy Holly's glasses were found, like, all these years later, and then there was this battle in court about the glasses between his parents and his wife. I mean, I really went down the rabbit hole. So it was funny to me how God used it to show favor. I didn't know he was going to use it. I was just reading, but man, that's a really powerful word that I know I have lived that, where it really looked like I was really getting the short end of the stick. And I honestly was starting to become angry and even bitter. And God had to come to me and say, no, Tanisha, it's not what you see. It's a smoke screen. That's what he kept saying. It's a smoke screen. And I'm like, man, that smoke screen sure looks solid. And he's like, it is not. I know what it looks like. It's not real. It is a smoke screen. And when I tell you that what God said was true, what looked like it was so real and was so solid to me, it was not. And God really showed me that I had favor and that what was done to me set me up for even right now. If that wouldn't have happened to me, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now. It was a setup for me to elevate. And so that's such a powerful word, because sometimes that is how it feels. I'm like, really, God? Like, you just going to leave me to the wolves? And he's like, I didn't leave to the wolves, you know. Have faith in what I said. I'll never leave or forsake you. Have faith that weapons formed against you won't prosper, even though it might look like it. You know, so that's such a powerful word. I thank God for it, for you and even for anybody listening, because you know, sometimes we get into those situations and we really have to lean on our faith to know that, man, it's like, ooh, I could smell it, I could taste it, I could touch it, but, ooh, I got to have faith to believe that. Sometimes you got to have faith to believe against your own senses, your own human God-given senses, you know what I'm saying? That's not easy to do, but it can be done.
It can be done
because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So sometimes we really got to be like, okay, Lord, like in that case, I'm like, Lord, I hear you, but I see. And he's like, okay, but you're walking by faith and not by sight. I don't care what you see. Close your eyes if need be, but don't focus on that. Focus on what I'm telling you. And I'm like, how do I focus on what you're telling me when I can't see it? And he said, that's how, that's faith. So just know that whatever situations look like you're not winning, you've already won. Have faith in that. I don't care what it looked like. Whatever it looked like is a lie.
Yes, yes. Oh, I receive it. Oh, I receive it from heaven. Oh, like confirmation. Oh, just don't. Oh, that was wonderful. That was so good. That was just right on point, woman of God. Right on point. You were just, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this woman of God speaking in my life. I just know it's, some of the things that just happened today. Oh, just amazing. It's amazing.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for favor, Father God. Favor, favor, favor. We thank you. You're just a good God.
Yes.
You're a good God. You don't even allow the things of today to bother us or us to go to bed thinking it's one way. You even told us in your word, Lord Jesus, to not worry about tomorrow, to just focus on today. And when we do that, when things come our way to try to rattle us, you come in with a loving Father and say, don't worry about that. Don't even focus on that. Don't even let it get to you, because I'm fighting your battles. You're going to win. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it all. We thank you, Father God. We're grateful. We're grateful that we are in your hands, which is the safest place and the best place to be in. Jesus' name, amen. Do you have anything in particular you want to pray for?
No, I was just so amazed with everything that you had spoke tonight on, and that you all needed that vacation last week. We miss you all, and we're so glad that you all had a great vacation. And
thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes,
thank you for
you and your husband. I listen all the nights, and I just feel so amazed with some of the things that you all say from, and it's just so grateful for you and PG&E. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, and have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. That was a powerful word and an amazing reminder, because I have been there. I know a lot of us have. So let's go to our next caller here, 850-764.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, how are you?
What's up, Keisha?
I'm doing fine. I'm just calling in for a word.
Awesome. Well, let's give you a word. Let's give you what you called in for.
What you called in for, a word.
That's right.
I'm going to give you a word, triumph.
Oh.
That's a good word.
I like triumph. That word, yeah.
You know, when you look at the word triumph, you know, it doesn't just stop there. Let me get it together. All right, it's a great victory or achievement. Now, I heard triumph. And try out that. Having won a battle or contest, victorious.
Yeah.
All right. So you get try out is great victory or achievement. Achieve a victory and be successful. Because you could walk in triumph. Triumph. Yeah. Having won a battle or contest victorious. Feeling or expressing jubilation after having won a victory or master a difficulty. That's what it is. And God is going to teach you to master difficulty. Because so many people's lives are cut short and altered and thrown off course because they don't know how to endure.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what it means to overcome. Because to be victorious, you master difficulty. Difficulty comes to try to hinder us or keep us from obtaining what God wants. The devil says, he said, I come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But then Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have life more abundant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the difficulty is here in the earth, but walking with God teaches us and shows us how to master difficulty. Because when we know what to expect, when we already are not shocked by the things that the enemy does, but we know how to counter it, we know how to combat it, we know how to deal with it, we know how to react to it, we know how to respond to it. That's the mastery.
Mm-hmm.
When you know what to do, how to do it at a high level, you know, you're not moved, you're not emotionally stressed and all broken down and beat up over a difficult time because you're not ignorant of difficulty. Difficulty doesn't say you're going to stop. Difficulty doesn't mean it's the end of it. Difficulty comes. But it comes for us as true believers to learn how to master it, to overcome. That's how we become triumphant, because we've mastered the difficulty. You know, we have triumph in the beginning in faith. Like, man, we're speaking in faith and walking in triumph. Like, yes, man, this is what's going to happen. I'm believing that I'm victorious. I am victorious. But triumphant, that's the proof.
Mm-hmm.
That's the proof. That's when you've mastered the difficulty. And so when you see difficulties come, God's going to change your perspective to where you begin to get excited. Because you already know, truly, I can walk in knowing that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You're going to walk in confidence, knowing that you are more than a conqueror. Knowing that you are ahead, not the tail above only and not beneath, knowing that you are the seed of Abraham, knowing that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. See, that's when you begin to walk in mastery over the difficulties. And this is what you're going to have to teach people, because God is showing you how to master these things so that you can be a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
To teach others how to master difficulty. And Jesus is the ultimate master, because he mastered all the difficult things that this world could ever bring. And when you're walking in him, because through him you can do all things. And so God is teaching you how to really walk like Christ in situations. Truly how to live, because people really need to see Jesus. They need to really see Jesus, not just hear about him and keep him on the pages and keep them stuck in back in history in 2000, because He's current.
Mm-hmm.
He's current. And he's doing the work right now. And one thing about the Lord, he's always current. He's present in every situation, and he speaks to the nature and language of the times in which you are in.
Mm-hmm.
And so hear God now. Hear God now and hear what he's saying now. And move like he wants you to move now. And you walk in full mastery of difficulties and to teach others. Therefore, you be like a tree planted by the rivers of flowing waters. You won't be moved. You won't be moved. You'll recognize the tricks of the enemy. You'll recognize everything that it does. But because you're a master of the difficult one, you know how to handle it. And you can teach others. And that's what I'm saying for you, Keisha, in Jesus' name.
Amen. What I'm getting is you're having a Noah moment. God is preparing you for something that you can't see yet. I really feel like God is going to use you big in like the financial realm. And maybe you've been studying a lot about that and don't quite know why or can't quite see how he's going to use that, but he is. So just keep studying, keep doing what God is telling you to do, because you're really having like a Noah experience where you're building something, but you don't see the need, like you don't see what it's going to be quite used for. Like, man, that ark, and you know, God was very detailed with the ark,
mm-hmm.
as far as like if you really study this story of Noah, like how much the measurements and all that kind of stuff, very detailed, because he knew what it would take to withstand the storm so that it could serve its purpose in the most effective way. And so just continue to do what God is telling you to do, even if you don't quite see how it's going to be used, but know that it is going to be used. You know, sometimes people are like, well, go back to school for what, or study this for what? Like, what am I supposed to use it for? That's not even my field of study, or that's not even what I'm working in. That's not even how I earn income. But just do it the way God tells you to do it, because I promise you, if Noah would have got one of those measurements off, that could have been bad business for everybody and everything up on that ark.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to do it the way God says to do it too, even if you don't know why he said to do it that way. So Lord, we just thank you right now for Keisha. We thank you for her obedience. We petition your throne, Lord Jesus, to just cover her and to help her to just stay true to the call that you have on her life, and to do it exactly the way you say to do it, exactly the way, because if there is a purpose for it, even though she might not quite see it right now, there is a huge purpose for it. Just like Noah building that ark wasn't a small thing, it was a huge thing. And what you're doing in her is huge. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You there, Keith?
Mm-hmm. She's still logged in. Let me see if maybe she dropped and came back on. Let's see. Yeah, she did. Hold on. She is right there. Okay. You get that, Keisha?
Yeah, I got that. I've been educating myself for years, and it's always something new. I'm educating myself about something comes straight to me, and somehow, I don't know, through all this education, I've learned how to maneuver. Maybe not as successful, but then again, you just said that, you know, don't worry if it don't look successful for you. You're actually probably more successful than you think. But sometimes I don't think I made it through it successfully. So that's where I'm at right now. So. As far as the finance, I'm not sure. I just got to leave that alone. But if it comes back to me, then you know, I will do it at that point. But everything you said is absolutely true. Absolutely. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, as for the victory, I don't feel victorious. I don't feel, you know, triumphant. But, you know, I'll take it. I'll take the win. I'll take the trophy. If it's really given to me. So Yeah, so, but I thank God for protecting me and bringing me up to this point. And, you know, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
That's what the Lord wants to unlock in you, to release your faith. You know, because it's not about the feeling. It's about what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, like, know it, but you have to begin to speak it. You know, when it comes down to our salvation,
yeah,
it's three things the Lord said. He says, confess with your mouth. He said, first, just start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Open up your mouth and begin to say what I'm saying. Because at that moment, he said, then believe in your heart. Because as you're speaking it, it's going to begin to take root in your spirit. Because now you're giving life.
Okay.
You're giving life to that word. It's a living word, so you're watering that word. You are connecting that word of God to the spirit of God that lives inside of you.
Okay,
you are plugging your spirit into that. And so then here comes your belief. Begins to believe that you are saying, and then it shall be. So then you're going to see it. Even when, because it ain't about whether we feel it or not. Now, I do know sometimes, you know, the Lord will give you those functions. You know, be like, hey, do this. And you know, like, okay, I got to do this. You know, but that's when we're building our faith and we're really stepping our faith up to a higher level, in which I know God is calling you to. He's calling you just to believe the word regardless. Just start saying it. He says, look, believe that you are triumphant. You got to start saying that I am triumphant. In all that I put my hands to do. And everything God has assigned me to do, I'm triumphant in it. You know, even when you don't see it, but you're going to start seeing it, because now you're going to start believing it because you're saying it. Because your tongue has begun to activate the life in it. The life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Right.
So when we're using our tongues for what's right, think about how much more can happen in our lives and in the lives of others. Just strictly because we are being obedient and walking in the process of faith. In the process of faith. No, I don't see it right now at all. In the natural. But you know what? I'm going to believe for it because he says it. And if God says it, that simply settles everything. That simply settles everything because our journey is a faith walk. Our whole salvation is faith. Think about, we can believe in faith that our souls are saved. And that's the ultimate reward. But these little things that's going on here in the earth, little things, simple things, because it takes a big faith to believe you're going to heaven. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Have you been? No. But I know I'm going. How do you know you're going? Well, this is what the Lord said. And that's just what I believe. It's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. And God is really going to teach you how to really simplify things and really operate on a high level with simplicity. It's so simple. It's so simple. And we're gonna show you. We're gonna show you. And
okay.
And don't expect people to understand it where you are. Because I know sometimes, you know, we feel better when we can meet somebody, you know what I'm saying? That we can talk to on a regular that believes like I believe. That might not be the case in the beginning. That might not be the case because I know you've prayed and asked God to increase your faith. And so he's presenting you with those opportunities to do just that. He's putting those ideas in your head for you to believe to just that. Yeah. So that's what else I get.
No, I know what you're saying. No. That's what you, because I get a lot of information I put out there. And I'm trying to condense it because before I used to be like an hour, 2 hours on. But then I said, that's too much. You know, I listen to all this. So I, you know, I was kind of asking to kind of condense all this information. So when I put it out, it'd be like 10-minute increments or whatever because people, attention spans are so. And you're right. A lot of people don't get me. And for some reason, I don't care. I keep on because I'm a little bit on the eccentric side. So, and I bounce off the walls and whatnot. So I know a lot of people don't get me, but I guess the right people will understand what I'm saying. So, and that's what I always choke it up to, and I keep it moving. So I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Because that's what I'm actually asking for in my prayers. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. Thank God that He gives you the strength and brings that peace in your life that you need. That peace that you need, that you could flow with daily, you know.
Yeah.
And getting you into the true mindset of Christ. You're really thinking like Jesus and operating like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. We got 9 minutes. There, 205-531. Hello, hello, hello. No, it's not doing nothing. It says when I muted it, it doesn't. Let's go back up to the top.
Hello, good evening. This is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you tonight?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Yeah, good to hear you.
Yes, I can. I can hear you well.
Awesome. All right, well, let's pray. Yes, can you hear me, Carolyn?
Okay.
It's like it's got a delay.
Yeah,
okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Carolyn. Lord Jesus, we thank you for obtaining is like receiving. I see you obtaining things that God has set aside for you. So it's not a matter of if you're going to receive it, you know, they've already been set aside for you. It's just a matter of timing and you being in the right place at the right time to obtain it. That's what I'm seeing, that you're going to obtain things, so they're going to come into your possession. So, Lord, just give her the faith to believe for what she hasn't seen. But to know that she is going to obtain the things that you have promised her, and help her to just hold on to that. And Lord, we just thank you for the divine appointments. We thank you for directing her steps so that she's where she needs to be when she needs to be there. Just continue to increase her faith, Father God. Continue to just show her that you are with her, that you're, she's fighting the battles with you and you're fighting the battles for her. Sometimes it's for her to kind of co-fight. Sometimes it's for her to just sit back and let you do the work, but help her to know that it's a team effort, you and her, and that their victory is just a guarantee. So we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I saw like a noose. When Tanisha started talking, I saw it like a noose. And I asked God, okay, you want me to say that? But he was like, yeah, you know, because, you know, God is a God of order. And God has a side to him to where it's time to clean up. It's time to destroy some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a noose to where you're going to start just, you're going to hang things that no longer need to be. Like fear and doubt, and worry and things. You're gonna hang those. It's a hanging. It's time for a hanging. For those things to be removed, to literally die out of your life, to where they won't bother you. Because sometimes, you know, things lay dormant and then they come back up when certain situations happen. But I see these things truly being removed from your life with the new level of faith that God is moving you toward. So getting rid of a lot of the hindrances, hanging those hindrances, whatever they may be, getting rid of them. Yes, in Jesus' name. That's what I got for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you both for that word. It's just so timely because I've really been praying for a lot of things and things are not the way that I would have wanted them to be ideally. So I'm just looking forward to obtaining what God has for me and to get rid of all those doubts and fears, especially in this time when I'm being tested. So I'm looking forward to the hanging too. So I thank you so much for that word. It's
Amen.
Really a challenging period for me, but I continue to hold out.
Yes, yes. As you shall,
mm-hmm.
You will. You're an overcomer. And, you know, you just go through things to get to things.
Yeah.
In the path that God has you on, you'll definitely understand it better as you continue to progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll reveal to you basically why you went through it, why you dealt with that. Because that made you who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has some benefits, even though it could be a very, you know, hard time or what have you. But it still has benefits because
Amen.
It's still temporary. And so when you look at whatever you're in, it has to end at some point. And so as you just go through it, because I think, you know, God allows us to go through it so we can see what we're made of. You know? A lot of times we just want to get out of it, but we need to be in it and learn how to deal with it fully. Just deal with it. And so I see God really, really showing you that and bringing you that comfort that you need. The comfort that you need, the happiness and the joy that you need. And so that's definitely what I'm getting off of that.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Bull. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You got anything in particular you want to pray for?
Yes, thank you. I have an upcoming exam as I'm trying to enhance my career. I would like for you to just help me just commit it in the hands of the Lord that the studying and the preparation will go smoothly, as well as in a financial venture. I keep on praying, but I'm not yet seeing the fruits. So I'm just praying that the Lord will make it fruitful. Amen.
Okay. Well, we thank you right now. We touch and agree with Carolyn, Father God, that she would, that you would just guide her when it comes to her career and ways that she earns income. And keep her encouraged, Father God. Mm-hmm. Keep her encouraged. Help her to focus on what you have said, not what she sees, but what you have said, that sometimes it just doesn't look like it's going to pan out the way we think it's going to pan out. But if you said it, it will pan out that way. And so just guide her, direct her steps concerning her career, and even change her mind regarding how to earn income. We thank you, Lord, that you are providing alternative means for her to earn income and help her to have the faith to believe that. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you both and have a wonderful night. Thanks again. God bless.
Thank you. Thank God bless you. Well, we are out of time, but we know God gave you what you needed tonight, so we're going to clear it off for Randy to get on. Make sure you call back in about 8:45. Hit 1. That puts you in the queue. Typically on Wednesdays, Randy prays over everybody. We love you all. And good night.
Good night.